Quickly jump in there. One is, of course, the Doug referred to the Chinese ASAT test and what the message the US received and took from there. And I think that was a clear message even to countries like India, because until 2007, India mostly thought about this ASAT test and other such threats as mostly these are big boys' toys and we didn't have to worry about it. But the Chinese ASAT test brought the threat ever closer to ever closer home, and that that brought about a fresh debate within India as to what are the kind of capabilities that you need to have as a deterrent measure. And we dilly-dallied for a while, but finally, earlier in the year, you saw the ASAT test, and I think that was essentially to show that we have the deterrent capability. Should there be others who are trying to destroy or even mess around with satellites and other capabilities out there, I think we have the deterrent capability to do the same, in a sense. I think that's one part of the problem. The second is the ASATs were not really out there for not too many ASATs were being conducted, creating long-lasting debris and so on and so forth. But there is there's a new sets of threats that are coming about, both the cyber and the electronic warfare capabilities that are coming about. You don't necessarily have to shoot down something from in outer space, but using cyber and electronic means to create more disruptions or destruction of things. And I think that's something that we need to keep in mind. And again, those are the kind of contextual factors that are actually driving states to come up with more specialized measures, commands and units within the military and so on and so forth. Jessica said these specialized forces are not maybe a combat one. I hope that's not the case. And maybe this is more in terms of creating more synergies between the different agencies and departments and so on and so forth. But that's something that remains to be seen in a sense. I'll come back to